These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Today's team of four total strangers believe they have what it takes to beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds. Do they? Let's meet the team.
I'm Tony, I'm 41, I'm a graphic designer from Liverpool.
I'm Vicky, I'm 52, and I'm a kitchenware cook-along consultant from Warwickshire.
I'm Donovan, I'm 28, and I'm a teaching assistant from Essex.
I'm Niall, I'm 20, I'm an international relations student from Nottingham.
And there they are. Now, one by one, they will try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way is the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they will go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of the total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Tony. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bradley.
Graphic designer.
I am, yes.
Right, now, your favourite subjects, I guess, are going to be sort of art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, comics.
Oh.
I've got over 9,000 comics.
9,000?
9,000.
And ranging from what? Are we talking Beano Dandy or are we talking Marvel comics and stuff like that?
Superman, Batman, all that sort of stuff, the Batman, DC.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant. Right, fair enough. Well, I wish you luck with this. You have to build up as much money as you can in the cash builder. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Your time starts now. What film studio made Kind Hearts and Coronets and Whiskey Galore?
Elstree.
Note, Ealing Studios. What English city has a shopping centre called the Bullring?
Birmingham.
Yes, correct. Gary Shandling played which talk show host in a TV comedy?
Seinfeld.
Larry Sanders. According to tradition, Noah's Ark came to rest on what mountain?
Mount Olympus.
Ararat. Created by children's writer David McKee, what animal is Elmer?
Pass.
Elephant. The film Made in Dagenham is about women striking at what company's car factory?
Leyland.
Ford. Which late British actor wrote the play Romanoff and Juliet?
Pass.
Peter Ustinov. In 2008, Hyde Park held a 90th birthday concert for which famous African?
Nelson Mandela.
Correct. What phrase for notorious overacting was used by the writer Dorothy Parker?
Pass.
Chewing up the scenery. Peterhouse is the oldest college of what English university?
Ethan.
It's Cambridge. What tennis discipline is contested by pairs consisting of a man and a woman? They were mixed doubles. Only 2,000 at the moment, but that's still not bad. It's not about this 2,000. It's about taking on the chaser and getting through to the final chase. You looking forward to it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Got to go for it.
Well, good, because it's time to face the chaser. But who will you be up against today? Will it be Anne Hegarty, the governess? But hang on, if she's here, who's throwing the shot put for the Russian Olympic team? Or will it be Sean Wallace? He's best described by that old adage, see no evil, speak no evil, have no fun. Or will it be the Beast? There he is, Mark Labette. He's a walking library and clearly one with a very large canteen. So, who do you fancy taking on?
I think I'd like Anne. I think I could take her on, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's time to bring on the chaser. Ooh, it is Anne. It's Frosty Nickers herself, the governess. It's Anne Hegarty.
Hello, Tony.
Hi, Anne.
There does seem to be a lot you don't know, doesn't there? Do you really think Eton was a university?
How's your throat today, governess?
Throat is fine. It's the larynx that's playing up.
The larynx, yes.
But I don't play with my larynx. I play with my brain.
And that told me. Right, let's put some money on the table, Tony. There you are. There's your £2,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you
£500.
If you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you
£10,000.
Very nice. Have a chat with your team.
What do you think, guys?
Well, you had some tough questions there, but yeah, these are multiple choice, remember, so one in three chance.
I'd probably stick with the 2,000, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah. Niall?
I'd stick where you are, to be honest, mate.
Right. Thank you,
team. Right, Tony, I will need a decision from you, though.
Well, I think I'll have to stick on the £2,000, you know. It's best put something in there to start off with.
£2,000 it is. Chaser.
Yes, I got the feeling that nobody there thought you could get the 10,000. I haven't got a lot of faith in you.
Let's bring that money home, Tony, shall we? For £2,000, the chase is on. And good luck to you, mate. Here comes your first question. The name of which martial art means way of the sword? Is it A, Aikido, B, Karate, or C, Kendo? You put Kendo. Happy with that?
Yeah, I'm happy, yeah.
Correct answer is... yes, Kendo, a step close to home immediately. Very good start. The chaser has put... also Kendo, and comes immediately onto the table. We shall move on straight away to the next question. Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical, The Phantom of the Opera, is based on a novel by who? Is it A, Jean Poiret, B, George Sand, or C, Gaston Leroux? You put Jean Poiret.
I didn't really have a clue on any of them, so I just went for the one that felt right to me.
Fair enough. Correct answer is... that's Gaston Leroux. Staying where you are, the chaser has put... and knew that immediately, and closes the gap.
Yes, I've actually got a copy of it at home. It's better than the show, I think.
OK, here's the next question. The Italian island of Murano in the Venice Lagoon is famous for manufacturing what? A, glass, B, furniture, or C, gloves? You put glass.
As far as I know, in Venice, there is a good glass industry going on there.
Is there?
As far as I know.
Have you ever been?
No, I'd love to, though.
Yeah, it's really nice. Lovely, lovely place. The correct answer is... yes, well done. Another step close to home. The chaser has put... yes, the correct answer as well, which is glass.
The problem with furniture is you'd have to move it around on large trucks.
Yeah.
And you can't really get large trucks into Venice.
No, you can't indeed. Whereas the glass and bottles, you can just throw them into the canals and they float and float away, which is fantastic. Here's your next question. Top of the Monkey and Hartley Hare were puppet characters in which children's TV show? Was it A, Hexer's House, B, Pipkins, or C, Clopper Castle? You've put Pipkins.
Yeah, it takes me back to my childhood. I do remember this.
Correct answer is... yeah, Pipkins, and a step closer to home, and you guys remember it as well, no doubt. Yeah, the scene on the chaser's put... yeah, the Pipkins. All right. And we'll move on to the next question. Doing well. Ida Arnold is the heroine of which Graham Greene novel? A, The End of the Affair, B, The Power and the Glory, C, Brighton Rock. You put Brighton Rock.
Complete guess, I'm afraid. Just...
yeah. The correct answer is... oh, well done. One step to go. The chaser has put... ooh, got it wrong. The End of the Affair she's put. Can't believe it.
I remember that she's a waitress, but I couldn't remember her name.
Good guess. Really good guess. Here's what I'm hoping is going to be your last question, Tony. Here it is. Which of these is not a flatfish? Is it A, pollock, B, a flounder, C, halibut? Yeah, tough.
Yeah.
You put flounder. I was hoping kipper was going to come up. Do you know your fish?
Not in the least, only put them on a plate and that's
some
it.
Some chips, yeah. Correct answer is... it's pollock. Oh, OK, got to stay where we are. The chaser has put... yes, and closes that gap.
Pollock is a sort of cod-like fish. Mm. They tend to sell it nowadays because they're so short of cod.
Oh, there you are. Right. Got to get out now, Tony. Here's the next question. Which African country is also known as Al Maghrib? Is it A, Morocco, B, Mozambique, C, Mali? You put Mozambique. Happy with that?
Again, I had to go for what felt right.
£2,000 to go out. Through to the final chase. Correct answer is... All right, so we've got to stay where we are. Correct answer is Morocco. The chaser has put... Yeah. All right, so here we are. I really desperately want you to go through here. Come on. Here's your next question. At the Atlanta Olympics, which tennis player won silver partnering Neil Broad in the men's doubles? A, Greg Rusedski. B, Jeremy Bates. C, Tim Henman. You put Tim Henman.
Yeah, more football than tennis, you
yeah,
know, so...
me it's... too, me too. Well, if Tim Henman's correct, we're going through to the final chase. If it isn't, Tony, we're staying where we are, giving the chaser the chance to wipe us out. So, this has got to be right. The correct answer is revealed after the break. Ooh, well, Tony here from Liverpool is up against the governess herself. Before the break, I asked him the question, at the Atlanta Olympics, who won silver partnering Neil Broad in the men's doubles? Tony said that it was Tim Henman. Time to find out. The correct answer is for $2,000 and going through... Yes! Well done, well done. Four, what a chase that was. That was a bit nerve-wracking, wasn't it?
Tell me.
Chaser.
Yes, just about squeaked through.
Yes, a bit like yourself now. Well done, Tony. Go and take your place in the final chase. There you are.
I must go and have another look at my Graham Greene novels.
Yes, indeed, you must. However, Tony through, Vicky next to face the chaser. Can she do it? Welcome.
Thank you.
You're a kitchenware and cook-along consultant. What's a cook-along consultant?
Well, basically, I do live cooking shows to demonstrate a range of cookware and bakeware. And...
Is this at, like, exhibitions and
no,
stuff?
No, in people's homes. They get all their friends there. And
really?
Hopefully people buy the stuff and then I earn lots of money.
A bit like Anne Summers for cooks.
That's it.
I can't look at you in the same way now, Vicky. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry. So, if you won some money, Vicky, what would you do with it?
My husband's 60 next birthday, so I'd quite like to take him somewhere nice.
Where?
We'd like to go to the US, perhaps to the West Coast and take in Las Vegas, maybe Hawaii.
Brilliant. Yeah. Well, let's see if we can get you to the West Coast, shall we?
OK, thank
you. As many questions as we can. I wish you luck. Your time starts now. The Sahel is a region of savannah on what continent?
Africa.
Correct. What American music group was named from the initials of T-Boz, Left Eye and Chili?
Pass.
TLC. The USA gained independence from Great Britain in what century?
18th.
Correct. In 1988, what became the first Canadian city to host the Winter Olympics?
Calgary.
Correct. Complete the title of the James M. Cain novel, The Postman Always...
Rings Twice.
Correct. The South African political party in Carter was founded by the chief of what people?
Zulu.
Correct. Which British monarch celebrated the Silver Jubilee in 1935?
George V.
Correct. Which Beatle narrated the TV adventures of Thomas the Tank Engine?
Ringo Starr.
Correct. Which Norwegian explorer led the first expedition to reach the South Pole?
Amundsen.
Correct. The leaves on the emblem of the National Trust come from what tree?
Oak.
Correct. In 2010, who became the first conservative? Well, that was extraordinary. Didn't you look like you was getting half of them?
I think I was.
That's what made me laugh. I couldn't. You look like you look so surprised.
Inspired guesses, maybe.
Inspired guesses, I say. But you got £9,000 nonetheless.
Thank you.
Brilliant. All we got to do now is keep hold of that money, haven't we?
Yeah.
Because it's time to face the chaser.
Okay.
Hello, Vicky.
Hello, Anne.
Well, it looks as if you may be the brains of this team, doesn't it?
Well, I'm a good guesser. Mm.
All good things come in little packages.
Not everything.
Very good. Let's put some money on the table, shall we?
OK.
Three steps ahead of the chaser, as always, £9,000. If you want to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£3,000.
Oh, still a lot of money, mine. Mm-hmm. If you want to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
£20,000.
Oh, that'll get you to the West Coast, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah.
It would. You'd better have a chat with your team.
Even split four ways.
Indeed. You'd better have a chat with your team.
What do you think, guys?
Well, I think you did really well in that last one. You seem to know your stuff. I think you could take her.
I'd personally stick with the 9,000, though. But...
Niall?
Yeah, I think you could go for the 20 if you really wanted it. You've shown in the last round that you've got the brains to go for it.
Ah, thank you, team. Oh,
thank
OK.
You.
But
thanks.
Ultimately, it is your decision. Vicky?
It's a very tempting offer, but I think I'm going to play it safe and go for the 9.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fine. Right then, Vicky, for £9,000, the chase is on. Good luck to you. Here comes your first question. The TV shows Cheers and Ally McBeal were set in which city? A, Los Angeles. B, Boston. C, New York. You've put Boston. Happy with that?
Yeah.
Correct answer is... yes, Boston it is. The chaser has put... yes, also Boston. Good, we're off to a great start, Vicky. Mm-hmm. Here's next question. Which king of England is often said to have died from eating a surfeit of lampreys? A, John. B, William the Conqueror. C, Henry the First. You put Henry the First.
It's a bit of a guess. I didn't think it was William the Conqueror.
Mm.
Not sure about John, but...
yeah. Lampreys, they're things that are like eels, aren't they?
I think so. Mm.
Correct answer is... what a guess. Step closer to home, the chaser was put. Yes, Henry the First. Lampreys, Anne.
They're about the most basic kind of animal you can get that's got a backbone.
Really?
It's got an incredibly twisty backbone. They're really... rather more like worms and very slimy.
How can you die from eating too many?
Well, I have a history book at home that suggests that he actually died of ptomaine poisoning. The lampreys may have gone off.
Oh, I see. Here's your next question. In 2009, who was controversially dropped from presenting duties on Radio 4's Today programme? Was it A, James Naughty, B, Edward Sturton, or C, Justin Webb? You put... Edward Sturton. Do you listen to the programme?
I used to. I don't so much now.
Is this a guess?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, at least you're honest. I like it. The correct answer is... the correct answer is Edward Sturton. You've got that right. The chaser's put... it's good news. Another wrong'un from the chaser. Fantastic stuff.
This is a controversy I don't actually remember.
Me neither. But what was that there? That was £20,000, wasn't it?
I know.
£20,000. Here's your next question. In which Carry On film did Barbara Windsor famously lose her bra while exercising? Was it A, Carry On Camping, B, Carry On Girls, or C, Carry On Nurse? You put Carry On Camping. Yeah.
Well, I remember Vic and Bob's take-off of it, which was even better
was
than
it?
The original.
Right. Correct answer is... of course, it's Carry On Camping, which means you have one correct answer to go and you're through to the final chase alongside Tony. The chaser has put... yes, Carry On Camping. Very, very good.
Yes, I'm thankful to say it's never happened to me.
Yeah, well...
otherwise, somebody might get killed.
Yes, sitting there all of a sudden have your eye out. Here's your next question. Which novel includes the line, many's the long night I've dreamed of cheese, toasted mostly? Was it A, Treasure Island, B, Gulliver's Travels, or C, Robinson Crusoe? Let's see what you've put. Treasure Island. Why Treasure Island? Do you know this?
No, but what's his name? Long John Silver, he was a cook, wasn't he?
So... he was a cook, yes, maybe, of course he was.
Maybe this...
or Robinson Crusoe.
Well, it could be, because he was starving, wouldn't he?
On his own.
Yeah.
Right. Correct answer is... well played, indeed.
Lots of inspired gifts for it,
man. Never mind cheese, I think it's a bit of jam that's involved here.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Chaser?
Well, life, you can't be good, be lucky.
Which begs the question, maybe we should have gone for the 20,000.
Maybe we should, but, you know, bird in the hand and all that.
Indeed, you're absolutely right. Vicky,
thank you.
Go sit alongside Tony in the final chase.
Thank you.
So, do you think she was guessing?
Well, if so, she was doing it very well. Yeah. There was an art in good guessing.
Yeah, yeah, I think she's kidding us on a little bit, maybe. Anyway, next to face the chaser, it's Donovan. Welcome.
Hi.
Teaching assistant?
Yes.
Listen, if you're going to answer questions, what's your strongest subject?
Probably maybe film, I think, because I'm a bit of a thespian. So, yeah, I like to go and watch...
Favourite role? Films.
My favourite role? When I was at university, I performed in The Full Monty, and I got to play the role of horse.
Good man.
We literally went the full naked. They really done it all.
All right, what ambitions have you got there, Donovan?
One day I would love to win an Oscar. Yeah. Given my speech until the music cuts me out. But, for now, I think I'll have to stick to the British Awards as well, you know, a little BAFTA here and there.
Well, I wish you luck with this especially. Here's your first hurdle you've got to get over.
Right.
Your time starts now. What Welsh band's albums include Generation Terrorists and Everything Must Go?
Stereophonics.
It's Manic Street Preachers. Under which captain did the West Indies never lose a test series?
Kirkley Ambrose.
Viv Richards. What plant's cloves are said to protect people against vampires?
Garlic.
Correct. Which French stage actress was known as the Divine Sarah?
Pass.
Sarah Bernhardt. In Only Fools and Horses, what's the name of Del and Rodney's local pub?
Pass.
The Nag's Head. The Gobi Desert is in China and what other country?
Japan.
Mongolia. Which US president said, read my lips, when he promised not to raise taxes?
Clinton.
George Bush. What band had hits with You Give Love a Bad Name and Living on a Prayer?
John Bon Jovi.
Correct. Which South African writer was the first two-time winner of the Booker Prize?
Pass.
J.M. Coetzee. What sport features in the film Cinderella Man and the Hurricane?
Boxing.
Correct. What colour streak refers to cowardice in person's character? Out of time, correct answer would have been yellow. Donovan, £3,000.
Okay.
But like I tell the others, now's the time. We've got to try and keep hold of it.
Yeah.
Because now it's time to face the chaser.
Hello, Donovan. I do like your pretty pink sweater.
Yeah.
Do you wear that in the classroom? I'm sure the children love it.
I'm sure you like it. I'll take it off for you later.
Just promises.
All right, here we go. Put some money on the table. There's your £3,000. If you want to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£500.
£500. However, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
£15,000.
£15,000. Have a chat with your team, Donovan.
What do you think, guys?
The main thing is have confidence in yourself. I think you can do it. I'd stick at the 3,000, though, if I was you.
You've got a good chance, so maybe stick at your 3.
Yeah. And Niall?
Yeah, that was a tricky round. Some really difficult questions. I'd stick with the 3, to be honest. Play it safe.
Right, Donovan. Time to make a decision.
I'm going to take the advice of my team and I'll stick with the 3,000, please.
3,000 it is. Chaser.
It's clear none of them has any faith in you.
For £3,000, Donovan, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Here comes the first question. Where was Vincent van Gogh living when he cut off his ear? Was it A, R, B, Paris, C, Delft? You put. Arl, do you know this?
No.
This is a guess.
It's a complete guess. I thought he cut off his ear in Spain, so I don't know if Arl's is in Spain or not.
Correct answer is... Get in there. Step closer home. The chase is put. Yes, Arl, indeed.
It's not in Spain, it's in the south of France.
Doesn't matter. Got the answer right.
Here's the next question. To which family does the South American alpaca belong? Is it A, the camel, B, the goat, or C, horse? You put horse, your full Monty character.
It was my full Monty character, but I have a feeling that I've got that's not the right answer.
What do you think it is then?
I have a feeling it's going to be B.
You think it's goat?
It's a mountain. go right, if I'm correct, or something like that.
It's a bit like a llama.
I don't know.
The correct answer is... it's camel. Got to stay where you are. The chaser has put... yeah, I knew that and closes the gap.
It's a family that's actually called the Camelids.
Thank you for that. Here's your next question. Wiltshire does not share a border with which of these counties? A, Oxfordshire. B, Worcestershire. C, Berkshire. You put... Berkshire. How are you on your British geography?
I'm not good at geography at all.
Right, well, let's go for it. Correct answer is... it's Worcestershire. Wrong again. However, Chase's geography might not be that good either. The Chase has put... and moves one step behind us.
Yes, well, I certainly knew that it couldn't be Oxfordshire, because in Brideshead Revisited, Brideshead Castle is actually in Wiltshire. And when the boys are at university in Oxfordshire, they drive there in a very short space of time.
Ah.
So I knew they were next to each other.
Those little nuggets of information are invaluable in this game, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Right, I don't need to tell you, Donovan, we're in a bit of a pickle. If we get this next one wrong, she gets it right, we're out. Come on, mate, let's do it. Here's your next question. Who was the first British royal to be born in Scotland since the 17th century? Is it A, the Queen Mother, B, Princess Margaret, or C, the Duke of York? You put... the Queen Mother. Why?
I have no idea, to be quite honest with you. I don't know much about the royal family, apart from the fact that Princess Diana was Welsh and that the Queen Mother has died.
That's a really broad knowledge you got
there.
Yeah,
it's very broad, yeah.
The correct answer is... Princess Margaret. Got to stay where we are. Who needs to be on to stay in the game? The chaser has put... Donovan, what have you got to say, mate?
I'll see you later.
Well, that's as maybe, but you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over.
All right, thank you.
Cheers, Donovan. Two through, one down. And Niall up next. Can he take down the chaser? Find out after the break. Welcome back. Last to face the chaser, it's Niall. Right, Niall, you're an international relations student.
Yeah.
What is that?
Kind of a mix of politics, economics, human rights and, like, socio-cultural issues.
Fantastic stuff. All right, you've seen Tony and Vicky go through and Donovan go out. Are you feeling confident?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I'll see how you get on. Are you ready?
Yep.
I wish you luck. Let's build up as much cash as we can. Your time starts now. What cathedral is the setting for T.S. Eliot's play Murder in the Cathedral?
Salisbury.
It's Canterbury. A.A. Gill writes TV and restaurant reviews for what Sunday newspaper?
The Times.
Correct. The MMR vaccine protects against measles, mumps and what other disease?
Rubella.
Correct. The UK had how many Eurovision Song Contest winners?
Six.
Five. Unlucky. What country includes the cities of Belo Horizonte and Sao Paulo?
Brazil.
Correct. What padded jacket is so named because it was worn by aircraft crews in World War II?
Aviator.
Bomber jacket. A gurdwara is a place of worship in what religion?
Hinduism.
Sikhism. Leighton Rees and John Lowe were world champions in what sport?
Badminton.
Darts. Which British designers' restaurants have included Gustavino's, Quaglino's and Mezzo?
Heston Blumenthal.
Terence Conran. The honey monster was first used to advertise what breakfast
Trigger
cereal?
Box.
Correct. The flight recorder on an aircraft is called...
Black box.
Oh! Unlucky, just out of time. However, £4,000?
I suppose.
That £4,000 is still a lot of money, Niall.
Yeah, to a poor student like me.
Indeed, it is. Let's try and get you and it through to the final chase.
Yeah.
It's time to face the chaser.
Hello, Niall.
Hello, chaser.
Well, that could have been more impressive.
Don't think it's too bad. Unless you can make me a better offer.
Oh, well, let's see.
Let's see. There's your £4,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£200.
But if you want to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
£20,000.
20 grand. There's a smirk for you. I can see that. Have a chat with your team, Niall.
What do you think, guys?
It's better to get over here with the 4,000 than try for the 20,000 and not get anywhere at all.
Vicky?
I think maybe Tony's right. Mm. Play it safe.
Your decision, Niall. So, what'll it be?
Well, as tempting as the 20,000 is, I think I'm going to stick with the four.
Yep. Yeah. £4,000 it is. Chaser.
They're always so timid these days. I remember the days when they used to be a lot more gung-ho.
Yes. But I think we've got a good team. For £4,000, Niall, the chase is on. And good luck to you. Here comes the first question. Bill Beaumont is a former England captain in which sport? A, cricket. B, rugby. C, football. You put. Rugby. Happy with that?
Yep. Last night I was looking up question of sport team captains, and he's one of them. So,
correct answer is. Brilliant. Step closer to home. The chaser has put. Also rugby. Brilliant stuff. We'll move straight to the next question. Very good. In which year was the arcade game Space Invaders first released? A, 1972. B, 1978. C, 1982. You put 1978, long time before you were born.
Yeah, a bit before my time. I remember seeing someone playing it on a sitcom based in the 70s. So, I hope.
Fingers crossed this is right. Correct answer is... Get it, come on. She's invaded a few spaces in her time, but I don't think she's going to know this. The chaser has put... Got it wrong! Absolutely got it wrong. Brilliant stuff. Oh, well done, we're on a roll. Let's go. Here's your next question. Which of the following writers did not win a Nobel Prize in Literature? A, W.B. Yeats. B, James Joyce. C, George Bernard Shaw. You put. George Bernard Shaw. How's your literature?
Not great. I'd be better if it was a Nobel Peace Prize, but he might be a bit early for them.
Correct answer is... James Joyce. OK, it's the wrong answer. The chaser has put... Yeah. And so makes up for that lost space. Here's the next question. In which city is the International Court of Justice? That's a handy question, isn't it? Is it A, Brussels? Is it B, The Hague? Or is it C, Geneva? You put The Hague. Are you confident with that?
Yeah, I think I remember the Slobodan Milosevic trial going on there.
Yep. So. Correct answer is... Indeed it is, The Hague. Fantastic. The chaser has put... Also The Hague.
There are quite a lot of supranational courts. There's the European Court of Justice and the European Court of Human Rights, which is quite different.
Thank you for that. Here's your next question. What name is given to the elastic horn-like substance in the sole of a horse's hoof? Is it A, toad, B, frog, C, newt? You put toad. Were you looking for something like toad in the sole? Sorry about that. You put toad. Any reasoning?
Frog seems a bit silly.
A frog seems a bit silly, but yeah. A toad is OK.
Well, I mean, she's got a frog in her throat.
Yeah.
So it'd be a bit too convenient to have a frog in your foot as well. So.
Correct answer is... got to stay where we are. Chase has put... Yes, frog, which is indeed the correct answer, and closes the gap.
I don't know why it's called that. It is a silly name.
Did you know that or was that a guess?
No, I knew it.
Mmm. Right. Let's get home, shall we? Here's the next question. Which sea lies between mainland Italy and the island of Sardinia? Is it A, Adriatic? Is it B, Ionian? Or is it C, Tyrrhenian? You put Adriatic. Happy?
I think the Ionian is near Greece. So it's 50-50.
Mm-hmm. Correct answer is Tyrrhenian. Once again, staying where we are. The chaser may know this and we'll close the gap. The chaser has put. Yeah. And is now one step behind.
Yes, the Adriatic is to the east of Italy and Sardinia is to the west.
Right. Now then, got to get this next one right, because if we're wrong, you've got to assume that the chaser is going to get it right and knock you out.
Yeah.
Good luck. Here's your next question. Which of these former Neighbours stars has never had a solo UK number one single? Is it A, Jason Donovan, B, Natalie Imbruglia, C, Holly Valance? You put Holly Valance. Are you a big Neighbours fan?
No, surprisingly.
Me neither. Got to be right. Correct answer is... Ooh, that's Natalie Imbruglia. Now, I don't think she'll know this. I'm praying that she doesn't, so as we can stay in the game. The chaser has put... Oh, I am so sorry. I had no idea you would know that.
Well, life is full of surprises.
It is. Oh.
Well, you did try very hard, yeah, and you nearly got there. Just a little bit too thick.
That's unnecessary. Niall, what do you say to that?
Your waistline's a little bit too thick.
Oh, batting back here. However, Niall, you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Cheeky young thing.
Indeed. Yeah. Me or him?
Him. Happy?
Yes, I'm looking forward to this final chase.
Yeah. Mm. So, Tony and Vicky have made it through to the final chase. There's a total prize fund of £11,000. Are they going to take home £5,500 each? Come back and find out after the break. Welcome back. Tony and Vicky have made it through to the final chase with a prize fund of £11,000. Now, on the buzzer and against the clock, they must answer as many questions as they can. Each right answer, of course, taking them a step further away from the chaser. Then the chaser will have the same amount of time to try and catch the team. If she does, they will go home with nothing. If she doesn't, however, they go home with £5,500 each. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Lovely.
Very nice.
Now, as two of you have made it through to the final chase, you get an automatic two-step head start on our chaser. Your time starts now. What's the county town of Bedfordshire?
Vicky.
Bedford.
Correct. How many inches in 5 feet?
Vicky. 60.
Correct. Who played Albert in Steptoe and Son?
Vicky.
Bramble. Wilfred.
Correct.
Bramble.
What spring flower is Galanthus nivalis?
Vicky.
Snowdrop.
Correct. Glaucoma affects what part of the body?
Vicky.
Eyes.
Correct. In Cockney rhyme and slang, what's Rosie Lee?
Vicky.
T.
Correct. What instrument does the leader of an orchestra play?
Vicky.
Violin.
Correct. Which British king was the first head of the Commonwealth?
Vicky.
George the Sixth.
Correct. What Russian city has the largest population?
Vicky.
Moscow.
Correct. Jonah Lomu played rugby for what country?
Vicky.
New Zealand.
Correct. Who directed Secrets and Lies and Happy Go Lucky?
Vicky. Whitley.
Correct. In 1930, Ellen Church became the first to hold what job?
Vicky.
House.
Air stewardess. Honeydew and garlic are varieties of what fruit?
Vicky.
Melon.
Correct. What's a female seal called?
Tony.
Cow.
Correct. Loch Ness forms part of what canal?
Vicky.
Caledonia.
Yes, correct. Which French musician released the 1976 album Oxygen?
Vicky.
Jean-Michel Jarre.
Yes, correct. What's the eighth letter of the alphabet?
Vicky.
H.
Correct. What was the occupation of Margaret Thatcher's father?
Vicky.
Grocer.
Correct. Which pirate is Captain Hook's sidekick?
Vicky.
Me.
Yes, correct. Humbert Humbert is a character in what novel?
Vicky.
Lolita. What drink is made in a cafetiere?
Vicky.
Coffee.
Correct. Renal refers to what organ?
Vicky. Kidney.
Correct. What word comes from the Latin for star sailor?
Vicky.
Astronaut. In Greek myth, who was the muse of astronomy?
Vicky.
Urania. The wallaby is native to what country?
Vicky.
Australia.
Correct. Sue Townsend created which teenage diarist?
Vicky. Adrian Mole.
Yes, correct. In the TV series, what was Kojak's first name?
Vicky.
Theo.
Correct. Absolutely brilliant. That's extraordinary, Vicky. You are 25 steps out there in front at the moment, which makes me think that in the first cash builder round, you weren't guessing at all.
I was. They were inspired guesses, honest.
I'm not sure about that. However, 25 steps ahead. Guess what? It's time to bring back the chaser. What a target.
That was impressive.
Yeah, Vicky, exceptional.
I think she's off to my job.
Yes, I think she is. Please remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, I will offer it to the team. They get it right, they push the chaser back one step. Let's see if 25 steps is indeed enough. It is time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. How many pairs of legs does a spider have?
Four.
Correct. Suggs is lead singer of what band?
Madness.
Correct. The Suez Canal opened in what century?
19th.
Correct. Who wrote the novels Shutter Island and Mystic River?
Ianni Prue.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
No. We don't know.
It's Dennis Lehane. Jason, your time starts again now. Butterfly and breaststroke are types of what?
Swimming.
Correct.
Stress.
Apples and pears is Cockney rhyming slang for what?
Stairs.
Correct. In what Russian city is Peter and Paul Fortress?
St. Petersburg.
Correct. In 2010, which Daily Express owner bought Channel 5?
Desmond.
Correct. Which future king won the Battle of Hastings?
William the Conqueror.
Correct. What Sanskrit name means enlightened one?
Mahatma.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Buddha.
It's correct. Pushing the chaser back one step. Chaser now needs 18 to catch the team. Time starts again. Now, which tennis champion's autobiography is called Open?
Sampras.
Stop the clock. He's wrong.
John McEnroe.
He's also wrong. Correct answer is Andre Agassi. Chaser, your time starts again. Now, who played Lady Lou in the 30s film She'd Done Him Wrong?
Mae West.
Correct. How many days in July?
31.
Correct. Who was lead singer of the Sex Pistols?
Johnny Rotten.
Correct. In Victoria, London, what were pea supers?
Very thick fox.
Correct. Which Irishman won the world snooker title in 97?
O'Sullivan.
Stop the clock. It's wrong. Mm-hmm. Need an answer, please?
Ken Doherty.
Is right. Ken Doherty is right. Absolutely right. Pushing the chaser back a step. 15 steps now required to catch the team. Time left. 58 seconds. Your time starts again. Now, what part of a helmet is pulled down to cover the face?
Visor.
Correct. What effect does a soporific drug have on you?
Makes you sleepy.
Correct. On what island did Napoleon die?
St. Helena.
Correct. The lychee originated in what country?
China.
Correct. A minaret is a tower on what building?
Mosque.
Correct. How many thieves feature in the story about Alibaba?
40.
Correct. A Novocastrian comes from what city?
Newcastle.
Correct. What organization's name means table in Latin?
Mensa.
Correct. What type of fruit is a russet?
Apple.
Correct. What's the official language of Ecuador?
Spanish.
Correct. The musical Rent is based on what Puccini opera?
La Bohème.
Correct. Sir Toby Belch is a character in what Shakespeare play? Correct. Who presented Surprise, Surprise and Blind Date?
Cilla Black.
Correct. Mike Myers played which international man of
Austin
mystery?
Powers.
Correct. How many grandchildren does the Queen have?
Eight.
Is correct. Eight seconds to go. I am so sorry. How do you feel?
Words fail me.
Hats off to her. New stuff.
Yeah.
That's all we could do.
I'm very sorry. I have to say cheerio to the £11,000. That goes. And Vicky and Tony, for you, the chase is over. Chaser.
It really was a superb target. It was very difficult.
How do you feel?
I wish I could find my voice. It's out there somewhere.
Well, as long as you've still got your brain...
Yes.
..that's all that counts.
Indeed.
Can anyone bring down the governess? Find out next time on The Chase.